Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Aruch and Daf Tezayin, Aruch and 16. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing Lashon Hara. The Gemara is continuous discussion of Lashon Hara, disparaging talk or gossip, depending upon how we literally translate it. And the Gemara has been discussing under what circumstances it may or may not be prohibited to, or may actually be permitted to say something. So says Rav Barafuna, kol milsa de misamri ba'apei tosa, anything that was said in front of three people, leispa misham lishna bisha, that the prohibition of Lashon Hara doesn't apply and it can be repeated. And what's the reason? My taima, chavra isla, your friend, your colleague, has their own colleague. V'chavra de chavrach, and the colleague of your colleague is chavra isla, has their own colleague. And so therefore the matter is going to be easily publicized, and so therefore it's going to be permitted. So this is the expression of Rashi. This is the way we've translated Rashi's interpretation. And Rashi writes, habalim amrua bifnei shlosha, that if the person who's the owner said something in front of three people, hamegaleh oso eino lashon hara, that one who reveals it is not lashon hara. And the Chafetz Chaim, the expert on lashon hara, writes in Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Beis, Be'er Mayim Chaim Os Gemol, and there he has a question about what exactly Rashi's intent is. Does Rashi mean to say that the worst person who is the Balaam, who is really somebody who is saying something bad about his friend, and so therefore, since the matter is public, it's permitted to be repeated? Or maybe what he's saying is that he's saying something bad about himself, something disparaging to his business, or could cause him damage, and since he said it in front of three people, the one who hears this is permitted to repeat it, because he knows that at that moment that it's going to become public. So Chafetz Chaim has this question about what Rashi means. The Rashbam, in his commentary to Baba Basra, adds that there is actually no prohibition for the one who hears Lashon Hara to go back to that to the same person about whom it was said and say it, and say this such and such a person said something bad about you, because it's clear that such a thing is going to be publicized. And Rashba turns and points to our sugya and writes there that Abaye says, kol milsa de avido igluye, anything that will eventually be revealed, it's not going to be considered Lashon Hara to repeat it. And indeed, in this context, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, chapter 7, law 5, says something very controversial, and he writes there that im nemru dvarim elu bifnei shlosha, if something bad was said in front of three people, kvar nishma davar v'noda, then the matter is already heard and known. V'im siper adavar echa mina shlosha pamacheres, and if one of those three people repeats something, ein bo mishum lashon hara, it's not lashon hara. V'hu shel yiskaven l'avir hakol v'l'gloso yoter, as long as he doesn't intend to make it bigger. And the Kesef Mishnah writes that if he spoke about something that was permitted for him to say, but his intent, that's what we're talking about, but his intent was not to make it bigger. And so that's what the Rambam writes, and the Chafetz Chaim has a big problem with this, and Chafetz Chaim spends a lot of time trying to understand this, and makes clear that it's very, very difficult to actually apply it. The Chafetz Chaim also points to the position of the Tosus in Bava Basra, which the Chafetz Chaim seems to prefer, and there the Tosus says, what is our sugya talking about? Our sugya is talking about that we're talking about a situation where he says something that could be interpreted in multiple ways, and since we have to be very careful about that, if you say something that could be interpreted in multiple ways, not to say it. However, if it's being said in front of three people, then we say, since it's being said in front of three people, it's obviously the case that he's intending it for good, because he wouldn't say something bad in front of three people. And so therefore, something like that is permitted to say in front of three people. But to say actual Lashon Hara, to say actual something bad, that's obviously going to be prohibited to say in front of three people. And also it'd be prohibited to repeat it in front of other people as well. And so that's the position of Tosos, as understood by the Chafetz Chaim. Rabbeinu Yonah brings another position. Rabbeinu Yonah, who himself felt very bad about the fact that he believed malicious slander about Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yonah felt like took part of the actual destruction of the Rambam's reputation, and for the rest of his life he was repenting for it. But he brings a different explanation for this. His explanation is as follows, that we're talking about things that are permitted to speak about, like, for example, to say that somebody robbed or somebody damaged something, and therefore you need to distance yourself from that person. And our intent is to say these things so that this person can stop doing their bad behavior. And even though that from the perspective of Lashon Hara, there's nothing actual prohibited to say these things, because you want somebody to stop doing these things, you want to be protected from them, and also you want this person to stop doing it, still, says Rabbeinu Yonah, you're still not allowed to say it to one person, because if you're saying it to one person, then it looks as though you're saying it in order to do Lashon Hara, to gossip, and it's like you're enjoying saying something bad about your friend. However, if you're saying it in front of three people, then it's going to be clear that his intent is not to say something bad, but his intent is to help this person and to help him fix his ways. And it's like an intervention. And so therefore, he knows that if he does it in this manner, will this person repent for his ways. And so that's how Rabbeinu Yonah explains that the reason why you're saying in front of three is because there you have a better chance that people will understand why you're doing it, and also you have a better chance that it's actually going to work. And that's Rabbeinu Yonah's explanation about why it's permitted to say something bad in front of three people.